On the show today, we have PSU's very own Jessica Riolano and Tiffany McEachern talking about PSU's Engagement Builder and how it helps credit unions manage their social media tasks. Pretty cool stuff here, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we are joined by PSU's very own Jessica Riolano and Tiffany McEachern. How are you guys doing today? How's it going?
Great. How are you, Mike?
Doing all right. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. Hey, we're going to be talking about PSU's Engagement Builder in this episode. So, Jessica, Tiffany, whoever wants to go first, can you give us a quick overview of Engagement Builder and what's it all about?
Absolutely. So okay. We spoke to you about this at Member Forum, but I'll give you a quick overview to bring everybody up to date.
Yep.
This product is a PSU product to help credit unions with their social media and marketing. Basically, to help them be more effective and eventually grow their credit union because their members are out on social media. We offer free products. Our free resources include content, financial literacy, magazine, and some webinars, which Tiffany will maybe elaborate on a little bit later.
Maybe.
Our social management tool, which is also part of Engagement Builder, it's a paying program. It's an interface which allows them to connect their social media channels to the management tool and manage everything from one easy-to-use interface.
Perfect. That's a big pain point with managing social media these days, because I think we talked about it the last time as well. It's such a time-consuming task. I mean, it's fun, it's very effective, but it's time-consuming. So to have something like this that saves a credit union loads of time, because when they're focusing on a lot of other things too, I mean, this is a pretty cool deal for them, I would think.
Right, and it takes away from the confusion of social media because there's so much to do, so many different channels. And PSU, just with the credit union's enabled growth and provide that unparalleled member experience, I think it's just an add-on to all the wonderful products we have. And we have some new things that since we last spoke, we've added from 1 to 2 campaigns, we've added to 6 different campaigns now throughout the year.
Oh my gosh.
We have product campaigns now. For example, we've had Magic Minute, which is a campaign for credit unions, prepaid program campaigns, and a loyalty. Now Meltwater also added, which is our management tool, also added Pinterest. So now credit unions can manage their Pinterest.
Oh, cool.
From this interface.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Tiffany, so can you elaborate on some of the free resources that you guys offer?
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the free resources Jessica had mentioned, one of them being the content. We do, like she said, 6 campaigns a year, and the campaign we have right now is our back-to-school campaign. So it has some information about shopping on tax-free weekend, how to start saving for college now. It's all focused around back-to-school. And next month, we'll release our fall campaign, which is focused around fall into savings. Mm-hmm. So it's about how you can save during the fall season, maybe making decorations yourself instead of buying them, different things you can do around the community or your city that are free, that are fall related, that you can spend time with your family doing. With Engagement Builder Magazine, we've actually started including up to 5 marketing articles instead of 1. We have 2 new sections, Credit Union Spotlight, and that's where a credit union can give us a little bit of information about a campaign that they ran recently or some sort of promotion.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, maybe something they did in the community. We'll look through them and then put a couple in our magazine. Mm-hmm. And then we also have an Ask the Expert section, which is really nice if your credit union marketing team is wondering, you know, what's the best way to advertise this promotion? Or can you help us with SEO? They can submit their questions. We'll do research and answer their questions in the magazine for them. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a marketing event calendar in the magazine, which is really helpful because it's filled with marketing conferences that are across the country. They're not just credit union marketing conferences. They're all kinds of marketing conferences in a wide price range. So some of them are as cheap as maybe $100 a conference, and other ones are expensive, like $800. But it's a great way to see what's going on in the marketing industry, so you can be included in that.
Man, this sounds like it runs the gamut. My gosh. What a service you guys offer. Hey, Jessica, tell me about the social media management tool, because it's really, I think as we mentioned before, So managing social media in general is just a time-consuming task, but it sounds like you guys have got this down pat for the credit unions here to save them loads of time.
Yes. And we changed, we were providing to our credit unions a social media management tool before, was through Salesforce. Yes.
Okay.
But as part of CU's collaboration and scale, we purchased the enterprise level license of Meltwater, which we were able to break up into two plans for our credit unions. Mm-hmm. A less paying one, $199, and the other one was for bigger credit unions that can afford the $699. But they can connect Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Google Plus, and now Pinterest, like I mentioned. They can listen to their members and engage with them directly on one interface. They're able to publish directly, and the content we provide for them is actually uploaded onto the tool. So it's a no-brainer. They just change the hashtag if they want. They can change. We even offer the caption that goes with that actual content.
Oh my gosh. So,
all uploaded, just posted to whichever channel you'd like, and analyze and measure their social media ROI, which is always important.
No doubt. Is anybody on Google Plus anymore? I just got to know that. Just aside.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's too bad. I kind of enjoyed that interface, but yeah, I think it's dying a slow death, unfortunately. But anyway, that's a whole nother show. Tiffany. Let's talk about the credit union benefit message. Let's give the benefit here, the benefit to the credit unions. Obviously, social media is a good thing, and it helps out getting the word out. It creates conversation, all that good stuff. So from your perspective, what's the credit union benefit message here with all this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So the biggest point I think we look at is just building relationships with your members, especially with all the Facebook algorithm changes. Facebook's really trying to get back to what it was created for, which is to build relationships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they want to really focus on creating engaging content and using content that maybe you would want to engage with, that your friends are commenting on. And when we're developing the content that we provide our credit unions, we're taking into account all of those changes. So we've started to incorporate a lot more engaging content that maybe asks their members questions about, you know, what do they like to do in their free time, mm-hmm. or what is their favorite restaurant? What's your favorite thing to do during the summertime? So they'll comment on it, and then hopefully their friends that are on Facebook will also see that, which will then lead to them seeing that credit union on social media. Maybe they didn't know that credit union existed or that their friend was a member. So it really helps build that relationship with your members and learn more about what your members like. And, you know, at this point in the game, social media is huge. And if your credit union is not on it, you're really missing an opportunity, because consumers, they don't care if your credit union's on social media or not. They're going to look for your credit union.
Sure.
And a lot of them reach out to credit unions in terms of, you know, I'm locked out of my account, or can you tell me more about this promotion that you're having?
Mm-hmm.
And they expect a response from those credit union members. And so this really helps in terms of managing that workflow. You know, if you get a message or something through social media, on that management tool, you can interact directly with them on social media, and you can also have members from your sales and support team on there. So you can actually go to your support team member and say, hey, someone reached out or they're locked out of their account. Can you assist them?
Yeah.
And they can do that from that one interface. So it saves a lot of time, and that member has a very seamless experience in terms of who's responding to them and them really helping that situation out. So it's honestly imperative for them to be on social media to begin with. And then this tool really alleviates a lot of that pressure off of their social media team.
Yeah. And I like how you said it's a seamless experience, because when you're venturing out to these different areas or websites, social media channel, all that type of, it can be, I don't want to say confusing or scary, but you know, you're venturing off the side. I mean, but you want to stay in one place, I would assume. So, and that's good for marketing, good for branding, good for imaging, and good for security as well, I would assume.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Very cool. Okay. Jessica, the importance of all of this for today's credit unions, what's the importance? Let's look at the 64,000 foot level picture here. What's the importance of all of this today?
Get on social. Members, connect with them,
she said
engage
it.
Them.
I agree.
We're here to help them become better marketers. There's, you know, marketing for a credit union, when they invest $1, a bank is investing $41, Mike. That's
goodness.
Such a wide range. So we think that this cooperative mentality that we're offering from PSCU on behalf of PSCU is so beneficial to help them get up and compete at that scale. We're here to share those resources with them. And then the top of the line tool, we have, it's a $750 tool. If they go directly to Meltwater to purchase this enterprise level, we're offering it to them for $199.
Wow.
That's just a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Not mention the free resources we have also. If you're on, get it, use it.
So. I concur. Tiffany, the goals of Engagement Builder, what are your goals for this tool?
Well, we have a lot of goals.
let's take the top three.
So since we last talked to you, I think over 100 people have joined Engagement Builder. And we talked to you, 4 months ago? So it's growing pretty rapidly.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, and we are now doing a lot more webinars in terms of marketing. We actually sent out a survey to our Engagement Builder users to get feedback on what they'd like to see more of, and they would like to see more tutorials. You know, how do we do Facebook advertising? How do we use Canva, which is a free graphic design resource that Guy Kawasaki is a, I don't know if he's an investor for, but he owns it. So we're going to incorporate a lot more of that stuff into our webinars. And when we've spoken to credit unions, a lot of them really just, they don't have the willpower, not willpower, they just don't have the team.
The
to
resources,
create, yeah. Yeah, and to find all that content. So by the content that we're providing, we're really incorporating a lot of that financial literacy content, that engaging content. And, you know, now that members aren't going into the branches as often, it's really important to reach your members in, you know, different ways. And social media is one way for you to reach them and add value to them by providing them with financial literacy and showing them, you know, how to save. And that is a goal that we really have, to give them more, or give our credit unions more resources that, you know, they're looking for. And we also will be at the Virginia Credit Union League Conference in, when is that, September?
Virginia Beach, September 27th.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a nice place too, yeah.
Uh-huh, and this is the second marketing conference that we're going to this year, and we went to MAC earlier this year in San Diego, and it was so great talking to all the different credit unions and, you know, learning about what they're struggling with and how we've helped them or ways we can help them. So we're really excited to be going to more marketing conferences as well.
Excellent, excellent. Good points all the way around. Jessica, I'll give you, save the last question for you. How do folks join? How do PSCU...
Easy peasy.
Let's hear it.
Engage.pscu.com.
Okay.
All they have to go there is register to get the free resources, or they can email us at social@psu.com and reach us. We'll give them a live demo, a walkthrough of the free resources and the social media management tool.
Excellent.
Here to help them. Here to help them.
That's certainly, it's, yeah, fabulous tool, time saver, all that good stuff. It hits all the marks, definitely. All right, guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy days to chat with us. Jessica Riolano, Tiffany McEachern, the dynamic duo, social media dynamic duo at PSCU. Go check it out, all right, guys? Thank you again.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.